Wondering if you should stay in Illinois or move out of state? Get your copy of Scott Tucker's book, Escape Illinois, Should I Stay or Should I Go? Get your complimentary copy at retirementdakota.com.
Investment advisory services are made available through AE Wealth Management, LLC, a registered investment advisor.
He's an entrepreneur. He writes, well, he's a lot more than just that. But that's the perspective you write when you do an article for Inc.com, right, Howard?
Yeah. It's basically business advice for entrepreneurs about entrepreneurship, change management, most recently about technology and the new workforce and just how to deal with the new sets of employees that we have, which are not like the employees we've had for the last 100 years, for sure.
Yeah. And I love that you said just about everybody on LinkedIn now has modified their profile to say, hey, I know something about AI.
Yeah. Well, you know, this is AI washing. I mean, we've had every other kind of, washing and stuff like that. But in particular, this is a real problem because honestly, the people who are doing the hiring don't have a good way to test or evaluate those skill sets. In fact, this is the craziest story you'd ever want to hear. A certain very, very large hamburger organization was interviewing for new AI technology people, and the headhunters met with the people, and they gave them a test. One of the guys whipped out his laptop and said, I'm going to use ChatGPT to get some information. And they said, no, the company doesn't permit the people to use any of the AI tools. And the guy looked at him like he was completely crazy. Like, what do you mean, if you don't use these tools, how could you possibly be hiring people in order to help you use them better? But that's the sort of upside down world we live in.
And you're on the side of the guy using the tools, right?
Well, I am. But it's funny because I just had an interesting lunch yesterday with a guy who was worried about his 34-year-old son. He's got a job in a manufacturing business. He's in charge of shipping and doing a bunch of other stuff. And he said, is he going to be replaced by AI? And I said, for the next 5 years, it's not going to be a question of certain tasks being replaced. It's more going to be, will they be augmented? Will you be able to work smarter? Will you be able to work, across a larger spectrum of data and everything else? And that's where we're at. I mean, every company is going to have to use this stuff. And the question is, are you going to be smart enough to use it? And then the nightmare scenario is, what are the schools going to do about training the next generation coming up about how to think about and use these tools? And they really haven't even begun to think about it.
Right. And that's the problem, right? Because the education process, whether we're talking about elementary, high school, or secondary education, they move so slowly. The change takes so much time.
But you know what? It's much worse than that because, I was a game developer for years and years, and I made games about movies and games about Where's Waldo and games about technology. And when you're building a game, we understand dopamine. We understand that you want to get going. But in playing a game, a typical game, you'll fail 80 or 90% of the time. But the kids never give up. They go right back and they want to work until they get to the next level. And that's that whole process is critical to game theory. When you go into school, if you fail, they treat you like a moron.
Yeah.
They don't say, try it again until you get better. It's like you go sit in the corner. And so our education system just doesn't make any sense. We're not teaching these kids how to think and how to iterate and how to get a little bit better. We're saying, high stakes, 100% on this test. I hope you do well. And if not, shame on you. And you know what? Especially because we need to do so much more vocational training. That's just the stupidest approach in the world.
It really is. One of the other lines in your article said it's undoubtedly true in theory that it's easier today to teach an AI jock about marketing than it is to teach an experienced marketer all about AI.
Well, that's for sure. But what I went on to say is that so what you do is you bring in some of the young, smart people about the new technology and you pair them with your subject matter experts. you can't just bring in the kids and say, go after it, because they won't have the years and years of experience and industry knowledge that's really critical for your company, whatever you're doing, to be successful. So it's this strategy of applying your new employees in a smart way. I said, you know, don't give the keys to the rocket ship to the kids and then, you know, close your eyes and hold your breath, because it's dangerous. And I just want to say one last thing, and that is I want to comment on the doctor and carpenter line. We said 10 years ago that technology was going to make it possible to read, for example, x-rays way better and way more intelligently and quickly and inexpensive than radiologists. And the truth is that never worked out, and it hasn't to this day. I mean, it's great to process sort of no consequence things, but the minute that it's something that is of significance to, you know, you want to have a real person looking over this information and dealing with it. And, you know, we're discovering just across the board that the technology alone is not going to get the job done. We've got to incorporate it into what we're doing, but we can't let it lead, because we're going to lose all the human values and all those skills.
Yeah. And the whole article is, well, I know you don't title it, but the title is Focusing on Retention, Not Recruitment, is a Smart Way to Build Your Business. And I appreciate that, because I think it's so easy to boot out anybody over 50 and hire somebody under 30 because they understand technology better. But the blend of both, I think, will bring us the best result.
Well, and the last thing I would say is you have to close the back door. It doesn't matter if you're bringing in 1,000 new people, if you're losing your best employees because you're not addressing their needs and valuing them, and then they're leaving out the back door. You know, you're like treading water. You're not going to be building a business. You're just going to be losing on both ends.
Oh, and you'll love this. One of our texters said, I don't think either one of you are qualified to be talking about what's going on in education today.
Well, you know, as they say, if people don't understand that education is a business, and as somebody who ran three different colleges, I think I'm qualified to at least say we better look very closely and we better build better going forward.
I think you are certainly qualified, Howard. Thank you for joining us, and welcome to the world of public reaction.
Thanks. Happy holidays.
Thank you. That is Howard Tolman. You will find him at howardtolman.com, TULLMAN.